Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch on location at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire football season. This segment of the Pirates Show is sponsored by Southern Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How are you doing, Kip? I'm doing well, Coach. We went up to Darien last Friday night and got our first win of the season, 49-7 against McIntosh County. Your thoughts?
Our thoughts are always good after a victory, that's for sure. We played pretty well. We went up there and tried to work on some things that we know we needed to work on, and we did, and we were successful in doing so. I think we played very good on offense and defense, special teams. We had a couple breakdowns on kickoff, but overall, I was very pleased with the effort we gave.
Coach, let's start with the defense tonight. 87 total yards of offense last week. That's all we gave up. 19 yards passing, 68 yards rushing, and only gave up 5 first downs. You had to be pleased with that effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially after the past couple weeks. So defense came in strong. They had a very good game plan. We stiffed them out pretty well. Our defensive line dominated. Justin Acker, I believe he had like 8 tackles, 2 sacks, a tackle for a loss. He had a great night.
Justin Acker is a guy that he showed up, had a big game. Keith Garrett on the defensive line, we called his number a lot on the radio as well.
Keith had his best game so far. That was really a breakout game for Keith. If he will continue to grow from that, he had a lot of confidence. He felt like he had something to prove. We were teasing him earlier about his bench max. It wasn't real impressive. And then I was just talking to their coaches earlier before the game, and we were just talking about strength gains of our kids. And I told Keith right before the game, I said, well, you can at least say that you're stronger than them guys on the line. And he was, got him fired up a little bit. And once that happened, he was ready to play.
Coach, our defensive line, talk about the group in general. Kind of, we play some good teams that like to run the football. And, we struggled a little bit in the first 2 games. And you had to be pleased with the way they bounced back.
I was. We still got a lot of new faces. We're playing a lot of faces down on the defensive line, but some of those guys are getting better every week. We just talked about Keith. I think Keith is really starting to improve. And then you add, I don't know what you want to call him, hybrid linebacker / defensive end with Octavius Butler. He definitely has a special dynamic to that defensive line. And then you got Carter. Carter's big boy, and he's starting to get in shape now. And once he gets in shape, he's going to be a factor as well.
Coach, Octavius Butler is just a sophomore, and Coach Mentir was talking over the weekend about how he's developing. He's got the perfect body to be a football player, a body that he can add on some bulk and get bigger and stronger. And Coach Mentir thinks he's going to be a pretty good football player by the time he leaves Brunswick High.
As long as he keeps that motor, he has a great motor, and he is big. He works hard in the weight room, and then he's long. He's got those real long arms, and he's got a safety speed. He used to be a corner when he first came to us. Then we moved him to safety, and now he's linebacker / D-line.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your linebackers, we're doing pretty good Friday night. A.J. Wilson and that bunch back there. Coach Mentir talked a little bit about alignment issues with the linebackers, and you spoke about that in the last couple of weeks. How did that improve against McIntosh?
We didn't have as many mistakes. When you line up correctly, you pretty much know where to go, and we just got to carry that on and keep going forward. A.J. is starting to really get a feel for playing the inside linebacker spot, so he's getting better. He still has some missed tackles here and here that we got to fix, but he gets better every week. And I do look for great things. He's also another sophomore, big body kid who can run. and he's smart. So that's a good combination. He's going to be a really good football player.
Coach, you've been pretty tough, or I don't want to say the word critical, but you've been coaching up your defensive backs pretty hard the last couple of weeks. I saw kids like Demetrius Hardy flying up, making tackles Friday night, and it just looked like the effort there was pretty good from your defensive backs. Didn't give up any big pass plays, only gave up 19 yards passing, so you had to be pleased with that group as a whole.
As a whole, I am. You know, I'm still going to be hard on them. Now, today they kicked the offense's butt and Pascal, so we did one-on-ones, and they did a really good job. So that just tells you they're capable of doing a good job. They just got to stay disciplined. If they stay disciplined, they're going to do good. They're very athletic. I'm very pleased with, you know, the way Freddie Towns has really come on. He's playing really good football, and you know, Billy.
Billy
Henson, he used to be a receiver, and he came over to the defensive backside, and he's doing an adequate job at corner. He's not making me bust. He, you know, little not as athletic as some of the mothers, but at least he's trying to do the right thing, and you're going to get 100% effort out of Billy every time he's in there. So you can't ask for more than that. And then Devin Lafayette gets better every week. He's definitely going to be a big time player for us. Stacy Young, you know, he is playing more of a linebacker set right now. If you notice, we have him up, and you know, he's a strong safety, but we're having him playing more as a Sam linebacker. He started coming to his own a little bit, so I was a little more pleased with Stacy this week.
Coach, talk a little bit about, we're a month into the season now. This week's a bye week as we get ready for Camden County. We played 3 football games. Your defense about where you thought they would be, or a little bit above where you thought they'd be, or a little bit behind where you thought they'd be at this point in the season so far, and things they got to do to continue to get better?
About where I thought they would be, but I want them to be better. You know, we still got to improve, but the key word is still consistency. We got to get better there. And like today, for example, we played with a – We started off in goal line, and they put the goal line set in, and the defense just got after the offensive butt. And that's the first time the defense has won goal line, in my opinion, since we started doing this drill. On, you know, we usually do this drill on Tuesday. We decided to do it on Wednesday this week. And they're starting to play with more confidence. And I think as their confidence builds, if they can keep the discipline, our defense is going to get to where we need them to be for us to be successful.
Plus the competition we played the first couple of weeks has helped out with their development a lot too. We played some pretty good football teams those first 2 weeks.
Yeah. Without a doubt, we played some good football teams, and I don't want to just be able to play with those teams and say would've, could've. We got to get to the point where we're playing not just with those football teams, but we're the ones winning, and they're trying to catch up to us. And I do think we have that type of ability. It's just we haven't brought it out, and hopefully we will. And I would love to do it this year, not next.
When we come back from break, we'll talk about the offensive performance last Friday night, Darren. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway, in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87, Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Craft 44. This segment brought to you by Craft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, 481 yards of total offense last Friday night against McIntosh. You had to be pleased with that.
Oh, definitely. On 52 plays.
That's on 52 plays.
52 plays, 49 points. I'll take that anytime. And 40 rushing plays. We ran the ball 40 times. But that might be a record for me. I'll go back and check.
Yeah, but 40 carries for 292 yards. When you're doing that kind of damage, you're going to continue to run the football, correct?
Oh, yeah. Our offensive line dominated their defensive line all night long, and which we knew they were able to do, and it was nice to see that our offensive line did that, because you know, this year they're going to definitely have to carry us. I was getting on our backs a little bit because some of the holes that we saw on film, you could run a Mack truck through, and our running backs were one-on-one with safeties, and their safeties would dive at our feet and tackle us. Right. And we wouldn't get, like, man, if you want to get a scholarship, break one of those tackles, or at least jump over that guy and take off. You'll be gone. But no, they kept getting us by the shoestrings, and we got to get that fixed with our running backs. But we did, I believe, seven different guys ran the football, and all of them did well. So that definitely tells you the offensive line did their job.
You were rotating freshmen out of there in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was good to see. You had 43, number 43 in there. Let's see, I got the roster here.
Yeah, 43 had
Eaton Bennett.
No,
I got a bad roster. So I got to look at these numbers.
43 is Jayshon.
Yeah, Jayshon. Here's a different roster. Jayshon Wilson. You had
number 30, Reed.
Kamori Simmons was in there running the football. Had him in there a little bit.
We call him Reed.
Reed, okay. Reed. And then you started the freshman, Jacoby Hill.
Yeah, Jacoby. He rushed the ball 13 times, I believe.
Had him 13 for 78 and a touchdown. His first touchdown as a Brunswick High Pirate. You've been saying all year long you were not going to be afraid to put him in the football game as long as he showed the ability to protect himself.
Correct. He has. Now, he came up a little gimpy. I told him he wasn't limping around him. He got more than 13 carries.
Then Trimmins came in, 8 carries for 85 yards. And it's funny when you use that word competition, what competition can do to somebody.
Oh, definitely. And he's been in practice this week. Today, the biggest bright spot we had was Jalen Trimmins running the football. He ran hard, and he did a great job.
Marlon Carmina goes two catches, 118 yards, and two touchdowns. You can't get any better than that, can you?
Yeah, maybe if he got three catches for 200 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah.
But no, he only was targeted twice, and he caught both footballs. And he's been doing a tremendous job for us all season, whether he's catching the football or making blocks. He's been giving great effort.
That 90-yard touchdown catch from KJ Lee. Got to be pretty high up there in the record book as one of the longest catches in Brunswick High history. I'm trying to remember how close that is to being the longest one.
Craig Richardson has all the records.
He's got them.
He's got them all, and he has a little archive sheet. And he said he'll look into it, but I haven't asked him about it. I actually forgot that we did that. So I'll ask him about that later on.
Coach KJ Lee probably played his best game of the season, 189 yards passing. He carried the ball three times for 80 yards and a touchdown. One of them was a 73-yard touchdown run, and I will get to the wide receivers blocking on the next question. But talk about KJ Lee and his performance Friday night. You were looking for him to kind of progress a little bit.
Yeah, I think every week he's going to get a little bit better. Of course, you know, the path. You know, when he got in, his first start was against a Coffey defense that was really good. His second start ends up going against a blitz-happy, very sound Marching Trail team. So when he went against a little bit lesser competition, he was able to perform. And, you know, he's going to have his hands full coming up when we play Camden here in 2 weeks. So they're going to be the same. But I do look for him to improve every week.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your receivers, you talked before the game about them being a receiver is not just catching the football. It's about blocking and doing all the little things that make you a better player. And Carmina threw that block in the third quarter that sprung K.J. Lee for that 73-yard touchdown. Talk a little bit about how that's starting to pay off.
Oh, it is. And then the other receivers are starting to buy in and block downfield. And when you block downfield, it's gonna cause good things to happen. That whole thing was really a combination between one of our receivers doing the right thing by not making a block in the back when he could have made a block in the back, and running his route the way he was supposed to, and then allowed Carmine to come in and make the block to seal the edge to allow the long run by KJ. I wanted to mention, just going back to KJ real quick, that he did, his numbers that he did on 28 snaps.
28 snaps.
He had the 52 snaps. He only had 28 snaps, and he rushed and threw for the amount of yards that he accounted for. Was excellent.
Coach, talk a little bit about Anthony Mountain. He got his first action of the season. He threw a 20-yard touchdown pass to, I think it was Xavier Bean.
Yeah, Xavier Bean's got a touchdown in every game.
He's quietly having a good season.
He is. Under the radar.
Mama's out there. She's waving at us in the crowd out here tonight. So,
yeah.
Talk a little bit about him quietly. Three touchdown catches already in the young season.
He is. He's our leading scorer right now. Believe it or not, but he's doing a great job. Again, remember, he didn't even know he was going to get his first start when Jalen Jones went down. He was playing behind Jalen. Jalen went down, he stepped in, and he's really having a pretty career so far in his young career. He does a great job, and he's another one that you're going to see continually get better because he's always working. He's always trying to get better. And the players that do that, they're the ones that you're going to see to have that long-term success.
One more question, Coach, before I forget, before we go to our next break. In the third quarter, we had a stretch there where we had two straight turnovers, back-to-back fumbles. And I know that's something that just makes you get gray hair and things like that. But the positive about that is our defense came back on the field after the second turnover with a short field, and they didn't give up any points. You had to be pleased with that.
I was, but it took too long. I mean, we had the turnover, which was they had a great blitz. They beat our left tackle around the edge and you know, hit KJ on the blind side, and they caused the first fumble. But right after that, we gave up our only touchdown defensively. Right. You know, we got to overcome that sooner. Then we get the ball in our very next possession, and KJ does a bad handoff. It was a bad exchange on the handoff, and we fumble the ball again, and you know, we were starting to implode. And then our defense stepped up then and came through, made the stop, and in the very next possession we were able to drive down the score.
Had a running clock in the fourth quarter. You were able to get a lot of kids in the ball game that got some playing time in that fourth quarter. Any of them stand out in your mind, any of the young kids that you put in there? Well, we're playing a bunch of young kids, but you put really young kids in there in the fourth quarter.
Well, and we just ran the ball by committee, just running the football down the throats. Not, you know, I don't really know to say, you know, we ran hard, and so did Jay Sean, and the offensive line blocked well. I mean, it was just a total good team effort. We still had Mountain in the game, you know, and Mountain managed the game extremely well and was able to, you know, have us punch the ball in right there at the end.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kev Branch on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, your first head coaching job, you took over a Brantley County program, and you had to build it from the ground up. We go play a team in McIntosh Friday night. It's kind of in the same situation that you inherited at Brantley when you took that job over there. Talk a little bit about Coach Glazier and the job their staff's doing. He pretty much inherited a mess up there.
I think he has a tougher job than what I inherited, and this is why I say that. Brantley, when I inherited that, the coach before me didn't win a game. He was over. The coach before that only won two games in his stint there. They had the longest losing streak in the state of Georgia at the time. So I couldn't go there and do any worse than anybody before me. So I had that off of my plate. Now, it was tough to get that place turned around, but you went there, you generated some excitement, and by doing that, some wins started to come with it, and the hard work that you put in. But the one thing I'll tell you at Brantley is they allowed me to do that. And they need to allow, you know, Coach Glazier to do the same thing. The difference in McIntosh, where I say it's harder for him, is McIntosh has won in the past. And a lot of people, they want to hurry up and win right away, and they don't realize that the mess that he has to, that he's dealt, that he has to clean up with. And when you're successful in a program, it takes more than just the coach by itself. You have to have the support of the community. They have to be behind you. The support of the administration has to be behind you, and you have to feel that. Yeah, everybody has to be drinking the same Kool-Aid. And if everyone will drink the same Kool-Aid, Coach Glazer's a good coach. I've been coaching against him for years. He was the defensive coordinator over there in Liberty, and I've seen the work that he can do. And if they will give him time, and again, everyone drink the Kool-Aid, everyone get on the same page, they have athletes over there in McIntosh, and they will rebound, and they'll do good. But if they keep hitting that panic button, and everyone wants to stab each other in the back and not work together, well, then they're not going to ever have continued success.
They had a couple of good running backs that looked pretty good. Young quarterback, threw the ball around pretty good. I mean, all that talent's coming back for them. They're going, next couple of years, I think they'll be pretty good.
They will. They just got to stick with it. They got to keep grinding. They got to keep working on getting better. Focus on themselves, not their opponents. Don't worry about the scoreboard right now. And they'll do that, and they'll continue to get better every week. They might surprise somebody and get somebody, especially they're playing some big dogs. They're playing some good teams early. And that's going to help them when they get into their region play.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, special teams Friday night at McIntosh. Give me your assessment of how the special teams played.
Well, if it wasn't for number 7, our kickoff team would have gave up 3 touchdowns. I mean, we had people running out of lanes, not doing their assignments the way they needed to do it, so we're fixing that. I was a lot happier with our PAT field goal.
Yeah.
Team, they made all their extra points. The only thing I'm disappointed on was we lost 3 footballs into that pond out there in the swamp. 3 new ones, too. I'm not real mad at the kicker. I'm really mad at the ball boy for throwing the wrong ball in every time. But the kickers did a lot better job, and we only had a punt one time, I believe.
And that was a good punt, too.
Yeah, it was a pretty good punt, so I was happy with that. Punt coverage, we wanted to kill number 7 there a couple of times. He saved us, Demetrius Hardy, he saved us on the kickoff, but on punt return, he
made me nervous in the press box.
He was taking some chances he didn't need to take, but today we actually had this morning, we had a special teams meeting, and he got ringed in that special teams meeting pretty good.
Okay. Coach, we got Camden County coming here. We got a bye week this Friday, then finally, and I say finally, we have our first home game of the season on September the 14th against Camden County at Glenn County Stadium. I feel like we've been on the road for 2 months. It's only been a month, but it feels like 2 months.
We've been on the road for a while, 3 weeks straight on the road, and then there's a bye week where we're finally going to be home. It's going to seem like we're going to be home for
it. That's okay.
Yeah. We'll have four home games in a row then.
This is a much improved Camden County football team over last year, isn't it?
Oh, most definite. They're very good up front. They're very sound in what they do. They execute. They reminded me a lot of Bartram Trail. Okay. You know, just kind of, now I don't have a lot of film on them yet, but what I've seen, they remind me a lot of Bartram Trail. Probably not as good on the back end as they are, but they're pretty salty.
Offense, it looks like on film they got a quarterback and they like to throw the ball down the field a little bit, which kind of is different from some Camden teams we've seen in the past. They throw it a lot more, but
that's Bob Spires now. Yeah. Bob Spires is there. He was at North Gwinnett. They threw the ball all over the place, and so that's what you're going to see with them. They're going to be in the spread. They're going to throw a lot of screens. They're going to throw a lot of screens, get you coming up, and then they're going to try to hit you over the top. And they're still going to run the ball efficiently. Their quarterback's a pretty good runner, too. He's not bad. And he's a good game manager. That's the thing that I'm impressed with her. And I think he's young, too. I think he's only a sophomore. But he's a game manager. They have a really good young running back. Their offensive line's big. Their defensive line is big. So they had a good football team.
And you told me they had a pretty good receiver, a go-to receiver that's really, really good.
Yeah, like number 23 or something like that. We're gonna have our hands full of him.
Coach, these kids, they're probably excited about running out that blue smoke for the first time at Glenn County Stadium in a couple of weeks. Talk a little bit about, you know, the atmosphere. Kids know their first home game's coming. How's practice going this week?
Well, it's not good that you asked me that today. today we struggled. Well, I'll tell you what, defense did. Defense, they got after us pretty good. And with it being an off week, we're doing a lot of one-on-ones because, again, we're evaluating ourselves. And defense got after the offense pretty good today. They got the best of us today. We got to improve there. In the past, what I was told and what, you know, that off week's always been a struggle at Brunswick, keeping the focus. So we're working real hard on trying to get our focus. And we got another tough practice tomorrow. Our JV plays. It's just going to be the varsity there, and we are going at it full pads. It's going to be a physical practice. And when we get finished with practice, I'm probably going to go over and watch a little bit of the JV game and try to hope with the atmosphere will be pretty good. And then after that, we're going to have a little social going on at the field house.
Talk a little bit about that. We're going to have an open house tomorrow night. The Brunswick High Touchdown Club's going to put on an open house at the new facilities. It's brand new, and we're inviting the public to come out and see it.
Yeah, definitely. We want to try to get some of the younger parents, you know, there and get them involved too with the Touchdown Club and see all the things we're doing and what we need to do and where we need to go. It is a good facility. We're very proud of our facility, so it'll be nice to show it off a little bit.
Coach, Friday night, bye week, where will you be watching? Who will you be scouting Friday night?
I'm going up to Richmond Hill and watch Richmond Hill and Camden play.
That should be a good football game.
It's going to be a good football game, and it's going to give us a gauge. We're going to be able to watch two football teams that we play, and so that means we got to practice Friday morning. We're going to be going at it early in the morning Friday so we can get going after school and head on to Richmond Hill.
Big college football game Saturday as we get ready to sign off. Coach, Georgia at South Carolina, who you got?
Georgia's got this one. It's like you said, it's always tough when you go up there to South Carolina play. I like both teams too. I got some friends I made on the South Carolina coaching staff that I would love to go see them and say, hey, no, I can't go up there. But it's going to be a great game, and I think Georgia just has too many horses. And the South Carolina's a good football team. I think it's going to be a battle for a while, but I think Georgia's going to end up pulling away at the end and win by 12.
Coach, nice crowd here at Craft 44 tonight. Anything you want to say to them before we sign off?
Well, again, I appreciate the support that you do with our fellas. I appreciate the support you've given us. And just keep coming to the games, keep supporting our young men. And one last thing, on Thursday night, make sure y'all come to the open house we have at the high school at the new field house.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out in the Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!